Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need. And 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required. No activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line. Plus, 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Oh, we're back again on a Hertz Day on the WIP Afternoon Show. And on a Hertz Day, Ike, we are particularly influential. It's Ike, Spike, and Fritz with you on a shorter show because we lead you up into the fourth and final game of Phillies Giants. Ike, how are we feeling, brother?
Well, listen.
Yeah.
With it being a Hurts Day, I'm hurting right now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, Tuesday night, I felt like that was a good win and that could sort of springboard us into a little bit of a, you know, maybe a 3 or 4, 5-game winning streak, possibly.
Well.
And then last night happened. I got to be honest with you. I may have to make a sacrifice here. And I know I'm going a little long here. But, Brother Spike, how you doing?
I'm sorry.
The show didn't open up the way.
I'm sorry.
Jack, I don't have time to be messing around with you today. Holla at you, boy. Seriously, I don't have time to mess around with him today. The two guys that I've sort of backed and supported.
Oh, yeah.
I may have to sacrifice
both
my support. Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Wow, the Bomer and the Knowles train.
Oh. I may have to.
Yeah.
As much as I don't want to, I feel like I'm weighing them down. I feel like it's your fault. Yeah, as I honestly do. I feel like it's my fault. I feel like, you know, I put the support there and I get behind them and all of a sudden things ain't going right. So, man, last night with Knowles, the first inning, my goodness. Then he settled. You know the crazy thing with that, with his outing, and I'm not excusing it at all. It was that first inning and the last one he pitched.
Yeah, in the middle he figured it out.
In all the other innings.
He threw 20 straight strikes at one point.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't even know where to go with that game last night. You start with the pitching. That starting pitching can't be that bad, can't be that terrible.
Yeah, but then, like, they're 1-for-9.
Right, I was going to say, then you get the runners in scoring position stuff. You got that there. They battle back, tie the game 4-4. Next inning, you're down 5-4.
And it's over.
And it's over with after that.
And the game's over. How are we feeling, Jackie Baseball?
Not good.
How are you feeling over there, Jackie Baseball?
Oh, I was just doing normal things last night. I was up to about 12:30, grinding Oscar Mercado tape to think if he can play center field. I was watching Aiden Miller. So I think I was in a dark place. I was so furious. I couldn't really go to bed.
Maybe Luis Robert Jr. Are we going to bring that back?
I don't
know,
dude. He hits 160.
Yes.
He'll come here and he'll suck. So.
So we have a short show today because the Phils play their final of four at 4:05 is opening pitch. So I was thinking about Knowles this morning, Ike, and I was thinking about the team.
Did you need a blue chew when you thought about Knowles or not even necessary?
Not.
Yeah.
Well, why would I want to?
Well, I'm saying, like, there's no excitement there.
No.
That's
no
more
excitement.
Where I was going with the blue chew
right,
reference.
Right. So I'm thinking about the team overall this morning. And Nola's let me think about the team. So here we have Nola, who's been pretty bad all years, ERA 6.5. But he's thrown a lot of innings. He's in his 30s, right?
Yep.
And we have Wheeler, who has not been himself for the last couple of starts. But he's also, 33, 34 years old, thrown a lot of pitches, had injury problems years ago. Been great here, but blah. JT's not hitting. And we have this team that is in their 30s. And I was thinking, like, let's put aside the Bohm thing and the Marsh thing for a second, because they're younger. But the core of the team, all in their 30s. And there's going to be some point where these guys are just not the same player anymore, where they go from in their prime to post-prime. Still, you know, productive players, but not star-level, high-level players. And I'm thinking, here's the choice with this team, where I'm at. And it's, I'm curious where you are, because I haven't settled in. Mm-hmm. Either option one is it's early, right? Pitchers don't throw as many pitches during spring training anymore. They sort of ramp up slowly. And to a certain extent, the first maybe quarter of the season is a little bit like the NFL in that they don't play much during, you know, preseason anymore. Mm-hmm. And they're just figuring themselves out. So on one hand, we have our older players that maybe just aren't ramped up yet. And maybe a month from now,
that's a positive way to look at it.
Yeah, right? Like, a month from now, Knowles will be Knowles, Wheeler will be Wheeler, JT will be JT, everything will be fine. And I'm not talking about World Series, but I'm talking about we'll see the team that we all sort of figured we would see. Right. Option two is that they all just sort of got old at once. Mm. And the team that, again, putting the World Series aside, the team that we all figured for 90 or so wins, maybe that's not even in reach anymore. And maybe they all just sort of hit that stopping point, that decline at the same time. And maybe we're looking at a team that is truly not just because of contracts, but the beginning of the end of the core because they're just not good enough anymore. And maybe we're looking at an 84-win team and doesn't make the playoffs. So the choice is we haven't seen them yet. The choice is they're not there yet, or the choice is they're gone. And it's in the rearview mirror. When I present that choice to you, what do you think is more likely? They just haven't gotten there yet, and they'll be fine. Again, not saying they're going to win 100 games, but they'll be fine. Or they all got sort of old at once, and this is we're looking at turning. This is like a turn the page year for the franchise. It's a hard question.
Rich, you want to go? Or you want me to go?
Why don't you go? Let him talk to the people.
Oh, man. Yeah, because he doesn't want to address the problems.
He will.
I'm just saying.
What is up with you? I have been so relentlessly fair about this baseball. Okay. Now, you shut up in there, all right? I'll take the reins on this.
All right, take it.
Okay.
Jackie Baseball.
They're going to be fine. I'm annoyed. I don't think they're done, though. I don't think they're cooked. I don't think the old players can't play anymore. I don't think that Wheeler's going to keep this up. I think Nola's going to eventually figure it out a little bit. And they'll write it and be around 90 wins. Is it good enough to win a World Series? I don't think so. I'm pretty out on the offense, but I think they're going to figure it out at some point. So I'll say that I think that they'll right the ship here.
Yeah,
this season's not going to be a total disaster.
Yep.
I think there's going to be some rocky parts. I think it's going to get worse. Yeah. Like, I think there's going to be a come to Jesus moment with this team at some point where they have to really shake it up.
Where they maybe fire
Kevin Long, right. Sending Brandon Marsh down.
Really?
You know, some kind of shakeup at the trade deadline of a, because they are ripe for a shakeup. They need a shakeup.
Well,
they need one after the Mets series. They didn't do it. Maybe now that it's hitting them in the face, maybe now they'll do it.
Well, and let me present to you even if we are in that second part of it, if we are in that, hey, everybody sort of got old at once, then when we get to the trade deadline, the guy that you, then everything's on the table. And you talked about extending Schwarber. They have to be willing to, if this core all sort of got old at once, they have to be willing to talk about trading Schwarber at the deadline. I'm just being honest. If that's not where I'm at, I'll take it from you too. I'm closer to Jack. I think it's going to level out. I don't know if they're going to win the World Series, but I think it's going to level out. They're going to be a good team. They didn't all get old at once, blah, blah, blah. Though it's possible. And if that is the case, then they have to be open to everything at the deadline.
Well, that's why I reacted to what you said, because I'm more or less thinking, boy, it's going to have to be pretty bad to want to trade Schwarber.
But,
so that's my thought process there.
Right, but if you're thinking about the organization holistically and saying and that's what they did the deadline last year. They said we got to think about the next 5 years. Then all of a sudden at the deadline, if you're not going to do it and you think this core has got, then every opportunity you have to sort of restock.
Yeah.
I'm not saying to do that now.
I know what you're saying.
That's where we're going to be in 2 months if that's the case.
And we haven't been in this position as a team. We watch other teams be in that position, right? Watch Juan Soto get traded, right? That was mid-season. He got traded out of San Diego.
No, he got traded.
Was that off-season?
It was off-season, but he got traded to San Diego mid-season.
From Washington, right? Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, but they were like, well, we're not going to sign him.
And, right. So I totally get where you're coming from. And you're not saying that's where we are right now.
By the way, the Mets 2 years ago, when they traded Scherzer and Verlander, and they were like, this ain't going to work.
Right.
We have to, and everybody got mad at them for doing it. Local in New York, they had to eat a lot of money to do it, and they were just like, let's turn the page. Yeah. It ended up working out for them, and they were able to rebuild rather quickly.
Yeah, I don't think it's crazy talk from you. It's more or less
it's sad.
You just gave me a shock to the body is what you gave me when you said it.
Yeah.
This team. Unfortunately, and I hope I am wrong. I hope I am wrong. I just feel like our window. I felt this way during the offseason, and I was trying to come out of it.
But you've been in that spot.
Yeah, I wanted the Phillies to sort of do something to give me a reason to just fool myself into thinking it was going to be something different. But that's the way I felt at the end of the season last year was, man, we may have missed our window in this 3-year window that we didn't get it done. And you just mentioned the players being older. And they may not fall completely off the cliff. They may bounce back and look closer to what they have in the past. But it doesn't mean they are going to automatically, like, Zach Wheeler, you know, if it weren't for Chris Sale having a year he had last year, Zach Wheeler is your Cy Young Award winner last year.
Yeah.
He just is. And he's been at that level for the last 3 years where he's finished in the top two in two out of the last 3 years. I don't know if he's getting back to that level. You know, that last outing, I don't recall Zach Wheeler being hit that hard.
He had one 3-start stretch last year where he got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, one time in Washington, I think it was a Friday night or a Saturday where he gave up like
he got shelled against the Nationals. He got shelled in Marlins Park randomly out of nowhere. Okay. He got shelled in Baltimore. Remember, he allowed 4 or 5 home runs.
It just rarely happens.
And then the Yankees. The Yankees hit him up. That was it.
Yeah. And that's really what cost him Cy Young last year.
Yeah, as I told you last year, if you take out those starts, he had a 1.3 ERA.
Yeah, right.
So to your point, Spike, I'm afraid that's the area we're in.
Right.
That's where I'm probably 55% there and 45% hopeful I'm wrong.
Right.
But I'm 55% in. I don't know if we're as good as we want them to be.
Which I think is fair. We're looking at the team. Yeah. The one thing, because I think when we say this, it brings up a lot of emotions about 2012 to 2015 and watching that core get old. Mm-hmm. We don't have Howard off the Achilles. We don't have degenerative knees from Utley.
That's true.
We don't have Halladay, who was starting to deal with a back injury.
J-Roll was past his prime.
Sure. Like that's the one thing, I guess, a saving grace. Is that was, I think, much closer to being done than this feels like.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
I think that the one similarity is that all these guys are extremely high paid, and if they could all be productive, but if they're not star level players,
sure,
right? Mm-hmm. Like when we got JT, best catcher in baseball,
right?
Last year, Zach Wheeler, best pitcher in baseball,
right?
Aaron Nola, whether you could argue he's not an ace, but two or three,
had his best year in 5 years, arguably,
right? And if they're even one step below that, you're in a tough spot.
Well, and especially if Bohm's going to be closer to this. If the young kids aren't going to take the step forwards, you need to step forward. And that's where it falls the pressure on Aiden Millers and Justin Crawfords and Andrew Painters of the world.
Yeah. And even Luzardo to be what we hope he could be to not get hurt.
Heating up so far.
Yeah, yeah. Luzardo's been great.
It actually puts more pressure on him to make sure he stays healthy.
No, he's been the one.
Yes,
he's
exactly. He's turned into the best or the second best pitcher. Well, Sanchez is still...
Yeah, but I think Lazardo's been better than Sanchez this year. To my eye, he's been better.
Yeah, I trust your eye. You're a baseball guy.
I'm a baseball guy. Come on. I think Sanchez is great, but still.
Some say the best baseball eye on the show.
Some are saying. All right.
Everyone likes to point out my college career all the time. Yeah. Fun day on socials yesterday.
It was not a great day to look at the
I would say probably 20 blocks were handed out yesterday by me. So I'm sick of it. Phils lose and that day? You kidding me?
Well, you missed
blocked.
If you missed it, yesterday was the 1-year anniversary of our show, and we asked on Twitter to grade us. And we did get a lot of, I don't know how Ike deals with this. When is it just going to be the Ike show?
Yep.
I lost on one of them. I was like, why don't you ask Ike if he just wants it to be the Ike show?
No. Why can't the station just be Richie, Hugh, and Ike?
Yep. The hot take artists. Set him in the trash.
What hot takes?
Yeah.
Show me them. Show me them.
All right. 215-592-9494. I guess the question is this. Are the Phillies just warming up and they're going to be fine? Or are we seeing a bunch of players who are in their 30s and maybe have all gotten old at the same time? 215-592-9494 as we take you up to Phillies baseball. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, it's a bad day. It's a bad day, man. Because me, I'm usually, optimism. Yep. Optimistic guy. Like, I don't got no optimistic with this team, man. You got, Johan Rojas looking like Francisco Rojas, center field. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, I can't even tell the difference. Is it a top 5-5? Are you throwing somebody at recess, the baseball? Like, this is the major leagues. Don't ride the Bomer no more. Just retire that statement.
Get off the Bomer.
Well, Corey, you will get your full time. Can I just say, Bohm and Castellanos in that first inning, they were facing a pitcher who was dying to walk every single batter. Yep. And Castellanos gets up there. The two guys before him walk. He gets two balls. If you're going to swing at that next pitch, that ball better go 600 feet, not pop it up to shallow right, and then boom, striking out that inning. Like, I've been dying for them to have a 6-run inning at some point, and it was setting
it
up
was on
for
the table
it.
Yesterday.
They could have chased them in the
times
first
it was
inning.
On the table.
You know, the bullpen up in the first inning, and they're like, oh my God. Anyway, continue, Corey. I'm sorry.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, man, and I'm just scared because it's like I get what you're talking about. Like if we're not gonna make the postseason, like trading Kyle Schwarber, but like even trading Kyle Schwarber, it's like Bryce Harper. I mean, he's not even playing at MVP three level. Like it's like so Bryce Harper just getting older. I mean, he got his back issues. He's not hitting with like power like he normally does. Trey Turner. I mean, it's like. Even trading these dudes, like you said, and it's like the younger guys ain't even producing either. Like, Brandon Marsh is unplayable. You know what I'm saying? Ride the Bomer, Ike guy. Like, this dude is all messed up in his head. And then my guy, Stoddy, I had him as a damn all-star. I look like a fool. You know what I'm saying? The guys I usually ride for usually deliver for me. I might have to take my name off this dude's back. And, that Spike guy. And I know anytime me and Spike on the same page, I know I'm stuck.
It ain't going to go right. Yep.
Hey. So it's like, so I'm like, what? I just don't get it. And then, like, y'all talk about the pitching, like, Jesus, Lizardo, okay, but, like, why, Zach Wheeler, and it's like, is Ranger Suarez, when is this dude coming back? Like, it's like, we got so many questions. I'm going to be honest with you. If we ain't turned around in two series, I'm firing Rob Thompson. I don't care. Y'all need something that's going like that. When we went to the World Series, you know what I'm saying? You fired the manager, Rob Thompson stepped in, and then we went on a run. You got to do something to shock the culture of this team, because whatever this dude is doing, I get it. Everybody like, oh, you know, he don't want to shake up the clubhouse. He wants to be an even-keel guy. Sometimes you need Nick Sirianni. Sometimes you need a guy that's
going
to get your people ready to go, and this dude ain't doing it. And if you got to fire him to make a statement, Dombrowski, you know what I'm saying? You got to fire him. I mean, I like Thompson, but it's like we talk about missing a window. One thing about the 08 crew and that team, even though they got old and deal with injuries, they won a championship.
They won it. Yes,
yep.
sir.
Yep.
They didn't win. So it's like we didn't win with these guys. So, okay, they not hurt, but they don't look like they – on the upward climb, they're like they on the way down.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Corey. 215-592-9494. And he brought up Bryce, and that's another, like, when you're looking at all these guys, I don't think they're all falling off a cliff, but if they're all a level lower, if Bryce at some point, given the amount of baseball he's played, the amount of injuries he's had, the way that he plays the game, at some point, it was just going to level down a bit.
Sure.
And like, if he is in that, If he's sort of like the transitioning to whatever that next version of him is, which is a good player, but he's also probably not the best player on a if we're talking about a star laden team, he might not be the sort of level of the sort of best player you want on a star laden team, right? When you look at star laden teams, you're talking about players who are top 5, top 10 players in baseball,
right?
And the next version of Bryce is not that. Bryce is around top 10 player, I think, coming into this year, but going past that, if everybody's just a level down, then you're sort of in that Sixers range where they were before the process, right? Where they're good enough.
Purgatory. Yep.
Right? And they have a lot of... Now, luckily, JT comes off the books after this year. We talked about Schwarber. Castellanos is one more year after this. Taiwan is one more year after this. But it gets very difficult to rebuild that sort of team if it's not being rebuilt from inside.
Well, and meanwhile, Bryce is getting older.
Right. Right. That's the other thing.
Yeah,
it's like,
older,
who is the next... Who's the next best player on the Phillies?
Yeah.
And Aiden Miller might be good. I don't know if he's a best player on a baseball team.
Say Schmidty like.
Yeah, again.
No.
You
know,
yeah.
Like it's, yeah, he's next Mike Schmidt. But
yeah,
let's take it down a notch.
Right.
Hopefully we really are down. Last year he was the next Mike Schmidt.
A scout said that.
Yeah.
A scout said that. Hopefully he's a multiple-time All-Star.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Robin Delco, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, Spike, Ike, and Fritz. How you guys doing?
What up, Rob?
What up, Rob?
Listen, I got three bullets. Spike, about the only one big thing we got in common, me and you might be the only guys in the Delaware County or Delaware Valley area that watch almost every Sixers game. I know you missed one. I might have missed one. I pretty much watch every game except for one.
So sorry to hear that, Rob.
You're a sicko.
Yeah, God bless you.
I got paid to do it.
I'm a glutton for punishment. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I stick with them through thicker thing. It's been a lot more sick. I mean, a lot more bad than good. But you know, yeah. Here's my bulletin points, boys. Okay, I agree. I don't think the manager is going to last for the All-Star break. I just have a feeling he's not going to last for the All-Star break. My second point is they're not fun to watch anymore. Like they're boring to watch. I don't know. I don't know if the mystique's gone, the magic's gone. Like, this has been played out now, but they're just not fun to watch.
I'm telling you what it is, Rob. We're taking pitches.
That's what it is. They're not doing that anymore. Castellanos swung at a 2-0 pitch last night after they walked the guy before. I don't think that's...
Yeah. By the way, L.A. almost walked to Florida after he swung at that pitch. L.A. almost walked out of the booth and went back to Florida.
I don't know if you can tell, but you can tell when he throws the pen down.
Yeah,
you got to really listen for it.
Yeah, but you can hear it.
You can hear the pen hit the table. That's my L.A.
Yeah, yep, yep,
and
yep.
And he's one of our better hitters, too, you know what I mean?
And he also, you know, it was a great L.A. game, actually, yesterday. When there was that ball to Trey that he should have just at least knocked down
in the first inning. Well, when the bases were still loaded, yeah.
Even if he doesn't throw the guy out, and LA was like, you just got to knock that ball down.
Yeah,
you just got to knock that.
At least save one run.
Well, Rob, your thing about thank you for the call, Rob. His thing about Rob Thompson, I don't know. Kevin Long is definitely the first bullet.
Yeah, I would fire Kevin Long before Rob Thompson.
Yeah, they will. My gut would be that's what they'll do before they fire Rob.
Like when they fired Girardi, Rob Thompson was there. He had been a bench coach for a long time. He knew those guys.
Knew him.
I don't know who that is for this team. You know, like Mike Calitri's there, but he's been there for a couple of years, but he's not. I think Rob Thompson was an obvious kind of like move. I don't think they have that. Like if they fire Rob Thompson, Kevin Long's probably the manager.
Right.
I mean, he would be. He's got managerial looks elsewhere.
Yes.
So yeah. I don't know if that's what people want.
Well,
no, I don't think that's what people.
Well, could
want.
He be the manager and they hire get a new hitting, coach?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you know,
bring in LB.
There it is,
Larry Bird, yeah.
Charlie,
yeah. And Leland. Let's bring in 96-year-old Jim Leland. What's Jack McKeon doing? Is Jack McKeon around? Can we bring him in as well?
I'm just saying, man.
Gene Mauch. I think he's been dead for 15 years, but yeah, maybe him.
Larry Bo and Charlie for a year would be hilarious.
It would be amazing. All can you imagine that?
It's all about, yes.
Larry Bo kicked dirt on an umpire.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want that. All right, 215-592-9494 as we lead you up to Phillies baseball. The choice is this. Are they just slow getting going, or are the best years behind us? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hey, look, maybe you know, I would say I'm probably past my prime in certain ways.
No.
Well, in certain ways.
I know you hurt your back, but...
Yeah, in certain ways. Ike, maybe...
What would you say you're not past your prime in?
This.
We are doing radio.
Hey, don't...
Come on, man.
Yeah, don't you shake your head at me.
No, that's not right.
This is my prime in this.
Yeah.
You know... And if you at home are past your prime in the bedroom, Blue Chew can sort of help out.
Were you getting ready to say I'm past my prime?
In certain ways.
Okay.
Not in...
Well, what would you say is the most clear and obvious way?
No, I'm just saying in certain
information
ways.
Information retention.
Yeah, well, maybe that
might be
one. But you're working on that.
Yeah.
So that's good to hear.
Look, the good news is for some of these things, there's no like cure. Blue Chew can help you with not being past your prime in the bedroom.
That's right.
It can bring you back to your prime.
Mm. Exactly.
It's a chewable, so you don't have to worry about swallowing pills. That's no fun. And you
can eat it.
You can sort of keep it wherever you may need it. Maybe in the car, on the ride home, maybe in your wallet, maybe in the bedroom, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Another advantage is it's all online, Blue Chew. So no stupid doctor's appointments, which we all hate. No stupid wait in the line of the pharmacy, which we all hate. And it's the same stuff. The same active ingredients that's in Viagra, Levitra, Staxin, Cialis, all that, all in a chewable. All made here in the U.S. of A., so it's cheaper.
No tariffs.
And I said no pharmacy. You're like, how am I going to get the Blue Chew with no pharmacy? Well, you go to BlueChew.com, they're just going to send it to you
discreet
and
hard
packet.
Yeah.
We want
that was
you.
Beautiful.
We want you to be back at your prime.
Exactly. Right.
So much so that first month on us, on the WIP Afternoon Show.
We got you.
Ike's going to pay for it.
Yep.
First month is going to be free. Go to BlueChew.com. You meet with one of their medical professionals online, takes real quick, and you use code 94, and your first month is absolutely positively free. All you got to do is pay for shipping. It's like $5. And then it arrives, and then you can
chew it and do it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.